Okay, here.
Hello!
Hello.
Strippers with anxiety?
Do you have anxiety right now?
Fuck yeah. It's been really bad lately, actually. Like, even, I like wake up first thing in the morning and I'm like, why am I like this?
Yeah, but you've also been waking up early
to go to school and stuff. Yeah. So that,
yes. I don't know.
But if you lay your clothes out.
Yeah, I think that that's honestly going to help.
Take care of the menial decisions so when you wake up.
Why do the little things always bother me so much more than the big things?
Because they're usually things you can't really do much about.
Truth.
Right? Like,
they bother me.
The big things are things that you just, like, you just
deal with.
Yeah. Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
But it's like the small decisions.
It makes me like feel crazy sometimes.
Oh, I full am crazy. I know I am. I don't care. Yeah. I just accepted that that's part of who I am.
Fair.
Like, did I need to spend all this time wiping the counter with bleach? No, I didn't. But did I have to for my sanity? Yes. Yeah. Did I have to spend all the time obsessing over the corners of my sink and cleaning them with Q-tips?
Q-tips and
toothbrushes. Yeah, actually, I did need to do that. I bought, like, a special grout brush to get in the corner. But yeah. It's not as good as Q-tips.
I really like using a toothbrush, an old toothbrush. I always do that.
I use Q-tips so that I can see, like, the dirt and then keep cleaning it until there's no dirt.
Smart.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's not really our topic.
Our topic was toe freedom.
It's so hard to see that. Like, talking about anxiety and shit.
Yeah. How's your anxiety been?
Fucking, I don't know. Same shit, different day, whatever.
Same shit.
Who cares? Existence is pain.
Truth.
Yeah, I love toe freedom.
Yeah.
Because I feel like stripper shoes are part of an aesthetic that go with the industry and the character of, you know, a stripper and the costume and whatnot. But the rasp, like the part that your metatarsal is on, is like really unforgiving. It doesn't have a lot of give. Like, you know, if you wear like jazz shoes or like character shoes or something, you can at least kind of like articulate through your metatarsal. But like stripper shoes don't really give you that. So
truth.
Like, for me, I just end up getting foot cramps because I'm trying to engage my feet, like, be active in my feet, and it's hard in stripper shoes because you're just pushing against a board.
I was just gonna say, against, like, a plaque.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, in this weird
actual
point flex position.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
So I often take my shoes off because then I can do things on the pole that require bare feet and do aerials. But mostly just because I want my toes to feel free.
Toe freedom.
Yeah, I call it toe
freedom.
She
loves it.
I love toe freedom.
Yes.
Yes. What about yourself?
I do not. I like toe freedom outside of work.
She does not share my enthusiasm for toe freedom.
I do not. I feel terrible because I feel like I might be the only one.
No, don't feel terrible.
I just am very strange because I like outside of work having toe freedom. But at work, for some reason, because I wear boots for the most part, and then because I do
so, feel like it's like an added layer of protection.
Yes. Yeah. It's a security blanket to me. So when I take my boots off, I have socks that are basically like boots. Because I'm like, I am not naked. My brain is telling me I still have clothes on.
Well, so you do hammock, so it like, makes sense to protect your skin and shit.
Yeah, because
so
you don't end up like, with crazy bruises.
Look, so do I also.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine never look that bad. Like, they look bad, but they're not that bad.
Yeah.
The socks do help a little.
They
depending
help a
on
lot,
the thickness.
I would say.
These
yeah.
ones, not as much as my other
well,
ones.
Well, because it's like the repeated pressure.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
Like, 3 times a night on that side or whatever, on that particular place.
Exactly.
It, like, adds up.
It
your skin's
really
like,
true.
Oh, contusion, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of them go away quick and some
of
them don't.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it really depends. But yeah, like, I don't know, I guess at work, not so much, but at home, yeah, definitely. Like, I really don't like the winter because I don't like putting shoes on, which means, you know, more, like, work and you can't breathe. I feel like, you know, like, I want my body
it's
to
very,
breathe.
Like, it constricts me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because you can't articulate through your foot, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's nice to be able to have your, like, toes
out. It's nice
out
to be able to point my toes.
Yeah, and, like,
actually.
Flex them if you want.
Yeah.
Like,
or just, like, be able
movement.
To engage your metatarsal actively rather than pushing against a platform and being like, what? Why is my foot cramping? Oh, yeah,
yes,
that's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I will say that, like, I used to wake up with, like, rhomboid pain.
Really?
Yes. Oh. But, it's fine. But, like, since I started doing more barefoot work, it's gone away.
Ooh.
Because I think that it's just, like, better alignment for your spine to be able to not be in heels as much.
Yeah.
But then I also do a lot of Pilates and stuff to sort of, like, correct that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I just enjoy being able to, like, point my toes mostly. So, yeah.
Glue in my bottom lash.
Oh, no.
I'm like, not that it matters, this is my last show, so I can just wash my
Oh, I wonder if we're off. Running late. I wonder if I can go home.
I think so.
Perhaps I shall go home.
Don't let you know.
Where'd you know?
So, yeah. So, toe freedom, it's a thing. Feels really good. Thing.
And then I feel like I'm more like, I can, it's like a nod to like my modern and contemporary dance training, because then I can be like, still an artist.
I'm still an artist. Like me. I still have clothes on.
Yeah, totally. Socks. Yeah.
I am not naked. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all trick ourselves.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I hope y'all are doing well and your anxiety's not killing you. That is all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.